News Talk 99.7 WNTK and WUVR 98.9 FM and 1490 AM. And it's time to spend a few minutes with Lee Stalker at that assisted living place at the crest of Summer Street in Newport. That's, of course, that's Summer Crest. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, John. I am really good today. How are you?
Oh, the fall weather has just got me pepped up. I'm out there getting things done, and I'm feeling good.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was beautiful out this weekend. I got a lot of firewood done, and so, you know, I'm 1/8 of the way ready for winter, I suppose.
Ah, well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, so I was thinking before we got on air about a really fun thing that happened here at Summercrest over the past week or two. And so I wanted to tell people about it. I don't know, John, if you're familiar with Vern Violet, but he is a longtime Newport resident and businessman and just all around really good guy who is one of the owners of Summercrest.
Ah.
And years ago, he owned a store in Newport called Violet's Market, and it was a grocery store, and it was very popular. And that was before my time. I think I've been in New Hampshire for 16 years, and it was definitely before I've lived here. So I didn't frequent the grocery store on my own, but I have a lot of people who have fond memories of his store and doing business with him. And so he is retired now. I don't want to reveal his age. He'd probably want to shoot me, but he's older than me and younger than our oldest resident here. So he has been retired for a while from the grocery business. He is still very involved in the Summercrest business, which, as you know, is independent living, assisted living, and memory care for seniors. And as one of our founding owners, he's been very involved since 1998. So he has seen us through the initial grand opening, in which we had 36 apartments for independent or assisted living. He has seen us through the grand opening of the Seasons at Summercrest Secure Memory Care Community, and that was 2008. And now, as we're coming upon our grand opening for our new expansion, which is 28 additional apartments for independent and assisted living, he is still very, very involved. So he's seen it all. He's the one guy who's been around since the very beginning. But so what happened the other day is we opened our market. So along with our expansion, not only did we add the 28 new apartments, but we also expanded and upgraded our common areas. So we've added an outdoor raised patio, a cafe inside, and a market inside, amongst other things. But in the market, you can go in anytime during the day, and you can pick up, you know, a casual breakfast, a casual lunch, a casual supper, or you can order off of the formal dining menu. But you can also pick up things like milk and eggs and toothpaste and toilet paper, you know, things that you need on a regular basis, but maybe just don't need to run into town for all the time. So we'll have those items available. So in the market, we have a refrigerated section. And you know how if you're looking at like a cooler, and sometimes they say like Coca-Cola at the top or Pepsi or whatever it is. In place of that, what our management company had created was a sign that said, or signage that says Violet's Market at Summercrest. Obviously, it's a tribute to Vern and his store back in the day, but also of being able to reopen a Violet's Market here at Summercrest. So he came up to, you know, just meet with some people and have a basic business meeting, and he was presented the Violet's Market at Summercrest. So it's really, it was just so heart-touching or heartwarming to see the look on his face, this guy who's worked hard all of his life and who Summercrest is, you know, one of the very great adventures of his that he's embarked on. And so that Violet's Market at Summercrest will live on forever. So if you go to our Facebook page and you scroll around, Facebook.com/Summercrest Senior Living, or you can just Google Summercrest and you'll find a link to our Facebook page. But that picture is there with a little blurb about the meaning of it. And so if people are listening and want to have just a nice little feel-good moment, go check it out. It's just really exciting to see the pride on Vern's face as he was presented this, Violet's Market at Summercrest.
That's a very touching tribute to him.
It is, and I know I just babbled on about it, but it really is. And, you know, Vern is a very involved person in the Newport community, not just Summercrest, but also Newport. He has, for many, many years, sponsored a lot of events and activities. Kids, when they were looking for money for sports stuff, they go to Violet's Market. He would always sponsor somebody for something so that they could get the things that they need. There's just, I mean, he was on the, I think, the Lions Club. He did a lot of fundraising for that. But he's been a part of a lot of different organizations in Newport over the years. And, you know, it takes more than just running a successful business to be a successful person. You really have to just be there and be present and be willing to engage and to help. And that's exactly what Vern does. So I just wanted to, you know, make a point to get the information out there that if anybody wants a little feel-good story, go to the Summercrest Facebook page and scroll down. It'll pop right out at you, and you can't miss that big beaming smile on Vern's face. I know there's a lot of people listening that are very familiar with Vern, so I have no doubt that our Facebook page is probably going to be flooded.
I can't wait to check it out myself. But you also touched on a very important subject, and that is the new addition is open.
Well, we've opened the market. We haven't opened it up to moving residents in just yet. We're just finishing up the final touches. The market has been open for our existing residents. So once we have our certificate of occupancy, we will open the doors to bring in the new residents.
And in case someone's interested, they should probably contact you. You're the cruise director.
I am the cruise director. And yep, absolutely. Contact me, 603-863-8181, or my email address, which is lstocker@summercrest.net, or you can go to our website, which is summercrest.net, and fill out the contact form, or go to the leadership team page and click on my mugshot, and that will take you directly to my email.
That's great. As you've pointed out many times in our discussions, there's never a wrong time to at least think about the future and assisted living and how it applies to you.
Absolutely. You know, I always say this kind of with a little bit of a giggle, because in my 8 years here, I can tell you that there have been two people who have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to move into assisted living. You know, and that's out of many, many people. So, you know, what I'm getting at with that is, you know, it's a very big decision and a very big change for the majority of people. So the majority of people are apprehensive. And I think the reason that they're so apprehensive is they haven't researched enough to know exactly what a community like Summercrest does and what we can offer for you or for your loved one in the ways of services, but also in the ways of, you know, mental stimulation, emotional stimulation, you know, being around peers. But it's not just the fact that maybe you need help with getting in and out of the shower, or maybe you need help with your medication. There's so many other great aspects of a community like Summercrest, and the socialization and the engagement are two of those great aspects. And so if those are things that you're missing in your life, you know, give me a call and find out more. Come and visit, you know, see what we do. I always tell people that making a phone call is not making a commitment. Basically, you're calling me because you are being smart and doing your research and seeing what your options are down the road.
That's great. And like you said earlier, if anyone's interested, all they have to do is call 603-863-8181 or just go to email you, lstocker@summercrest.net.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not taking vacation for another 16 years, so there would be absolutely no excuse for me to not reach back out to you. So if I'm unable to answer the phone, please do leave me a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can, or shoot me an email. I can't hide from email. That comes through to every single device that I have. So it doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. I do know that somebody has sent me an email.
You're on top of things. You're the cruise director. That's right.
Cruise director has to know what's going on.
Absolutely. Lee, yeah. It's a pleasure to talk to you every single week, and we look forward to doing it next week.
That sounds great, John. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
I'm John Stewart. This is News Talk 99.7 WNTK. The weather is next.